How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
It's Queer FM. My name's Hayden Saint. We're in the control room here at CITR 101.9 FM. I am joined by some really crazy people.
Already.
We have Barb Snellgrove.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
And our man about town, David C. Jones.
Hello.
David C. Jones is one of
the bus today.
We got a T and B in the house.
I know. Wow. So we have a great show for you. I've been away, and it's good to be back. And so,
we missed you.
Oh, thank you. And wow, there's just been so many shows we've seen. There's been so much in the media in the last week. So we're going to get right to it. And the one thing that my hosts mentioned this morning was the CBC may be sold.
That's insane.
What's the deal with that?
It's been expected, though.
It's inevitable. This makes me crazy about...
anything liberal. Anything that was a liberal folly in Harper World.
Yeah, yeah. But it also makes me crazy that all these things are going to go down. We got the tar sands. We got all these things that are going to go down. And people who don't vote, who don't get involved, who don't...
Yeah, all those prairie people that voted for it. Now, well, the Canadian Wheat Board is gone. How do you feel now, kids?
Yeah, exactly. It's like voting does... I had one young guy saying, you know, why do I care who votes? It doesn't affect me. And it's like, oh my God, okay, so now we're losing the CBC. It's not a done deal yet, but it was very high on the agenda.
It's looking that way, because, again, to them, it is liberal agenda. If we're,
yeah. Well, and what's funny is that they pointed this out on Jon Stewart. Okay, Jon Stewart did. I love Jon Stewart. They're back, by the way. They keep taking like a week off here and there and whatever. So they're back this week. But
lug all the Emmys back home.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Well, what was amazing was as he pointed out, like there was this big news story, and he pointed it out. They took clips from conservative radio. And NPR, which the conservatives in the United States always talk about it being really ultra-liberal, right? Mm-hmm. So on conservative radio, they're talking about how Michelle Obama this and, you know, President Obama that and blah, blah, blah. And then they switched over to NPR. They were talking about an ant colony. How to differentiate the kinds of ants in your garden. It's like, wow, really? Liberal radio?
Woot.
well, and it's interesting. My lovely husband got me television again. Apparently, some deal you could get it for free. So I'm watching. Well, because I download everything
for free.
I download everything over the internet for God's sake. And I figured out why. I figured out why TV the cable people are doing that. If you watch TV, it's less bandwidth than if you hook onto their network and download all the shows.
Ah. Oh, there you go.
So watching...
I was just going to say about the CBC thing.
Yeah.
Even though, like, they're doing it early in their agenda, so that means they're hoping that if people are really up in arms about it, it'll be 4 years before we get to go to the polls again, so they figure people will forget. But I strongly believe the government responds to people, and if enough people start protesting about stuff, whether it be the tar sands, the pipelines, the wheat board, eventually Harper will go... Okay, I might need to back down.
He does back down when he gets bitch slapped.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing is, government's supposed to serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the people need to say what pisses them off. You know what I'm saying, people?
Well, it's funny. I was looking at the CBC and some of the other newscasts last night, and I was blown away by what is considered conservative media. Canada's talking about pulling out of the Kyoto Accords. It's like, seriously?
Well, you have to pull out of the Kyoto Accord if you're going to pump pipelines into the west coast of BC and down through. Right? You can't be setting up all these pipelines and sending oil tankers down through the Gulf Islands.
And then having to listen to it in the Kyoto, yeah.
So it's like, you know what? The Kyoto Accord is really yappy. What if we just pull out? There, now we can do all these things. No problem.
David C. Jones said pull out on the air.
We are not a fan of pulling out. I mean, if you're going to go all the way.
It's last week's show again.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't be a hick. Wrap your...
Wow.
I knew where that was going.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I can't sign on to the wireless here. It's very sad.
Oh, well...
I have clicked, like, everything. You have to be a university student to sign on to wireless.
We will work on that.
I only went to college.
Jeez. Well, we...
Go VCC.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we are going to play a quick little song. This is for my lovely husband and all of you out there who are fans of this particular Broadway show, since I have David C. Jones in the...
Oh, dear God, we've got the Broadway show tune.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. No, I think you will approve.
Morning, Justin.
I think you will approve. So, for Barb Snowgrove and David C. Jones, my name is Aiden Saint. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. This is for Justin Saint. Good luck on your first new day of work as a makeup artist.
Oh, congrats.
Yes. Wow. I'm pretty excited. Okay, so let's see if you can tell which show this is from. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Finally, I get to teach a whole lesson all by myself. And I'm going to teach something relevant, something modern. The internet. The internet is really, really great.
For porn.
I got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Boom.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me horn to porn. Porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for internet is for internet is for porn. Yeah.
This upscale pub, featuring lots of dark wood, a cool bar with your favorite ales on tap, and friendly servers, is a great place to hang with friends or to, maybe, make a new one. If you've only got time to stop in for a quick lunch, you'll be happy to see the menu featuring standard pub fare at reasonable prices. Sit inside or head out to the covered patio to indulge in one of the best things about Davie Street, cruising. Or, for you shy types, people watching.
The Fountainhead Pub at 1025 Davie Street opens Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Or drop by from Friday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Cheers.
This is Kay Tuckerman. I play Donna Sheridan in Mamma Mia, and you're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9.
And
since I get to teach a whole lesson,
they want to run again. Now, what's really funny about working in radio is you just never know who set what buttons on what device, and so this is another example of that. They put it on shuffle. My name's Aiden Saint. We're here with Queer FM Arts Extra, and since we've had our little bit of Avenue Q, if you...
Yeah, I guessed it in two notes.
Well, of course you did. We have David C. Jones here. You have been a busy, busy man. You've been running all around town seeing all kinds of cool shows.
Yeah.
So what do you have to...
And also literate.
Well, thanks very much, David, for that insightful...
There's lots of stuff going on right now. And so last week saw three shows, and one blew my brain. I was hoping to talk to the director of it, actually, but she just Facebooked me saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I just got your message. Sorry about that. But she's a wonderful director. And then saw two shows that were underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, they had. Okay, shall I just go through them really quick?
Well, no, I want to ask. I want to ask you this one thing. I have for movies because I review a lot of movies. I have what I call the butt cheek scale. No, yeah. I do.
How many cute butts are there?
Well, no. If I have a zero...
I'm seeing where this is going.
A zero on the butt cheek scale basically means that the movie held my attention and I didn't notice either cheek.
Oh, I see.
You know, and a one is kind of like, I was a little fidgety, had to use the restroom, had to go, like, you know, have a smoke. But all in all, not a bad movie. A two is, oh my God. And usually the two has how many minutes I could sit through it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I don't do that for theater because, you know, it's impolite to just get up and walk out.
I that's what intermissions are for.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
That's what you... Sometimes if I suspect it'll be bad, I will announce... I do two things. And, oh, I'm giving my secrets away. If I arrive and I go, what's the running time on this show? That means I think it's going to be stinky. I'm going to use the running time as an excuse to bail. So if they go, it's half an hour, like, ooh, half an hour. Oh, geez, I didn't realize it was so long. And then,
you heard it here first. I know. If David C. Jones ever comes to any performance you're doing...
What's the running time? 7 hours on...
He starts looking at his watch. Well,
And then the other one, if I'll go, oh, hey, I'm not feeling great, but I'm going to do my best. And that, again, is me not being optimistic on the experience. In town, we're getting lots of repeats of shows because it's the Christmas season. So White Christmas, which has been playing now for 3 years at the... three Christmases, not 3 years. That's a long show. the Irving Berlin musical is back at the Arts Club Stanley. Also a show that I find just... I'm so bitter. I don't know.
You?
I know.
We heard that about you, David.
Yeah.
Bitter and blonde.
The patron saint of Stanley Park, which I found so... lame, is back again because it's the smash hit of the season.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't know.
Okay. I thought the patron saint of Stanley Park was Lee's Trail.
Now, you know what's really funny is that...
Only
that,
he's on their knees.
I haven't seen the patron saint of Stanley Park, but everyone I've heard from in the last 2 or 3 years hates it.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I think it's one of the things where it's a simplified story. It's about two little orphan kids who repeatedly say, our dad is dead, our dad is dead. And then this ghosty dad appears and a homeless man also appears. And hijinks ensue.
Yeah, and mayhem ensue. So don't forget, if you go and see the show, to ask how long the interview is.
What's the running time? But what's playing right now that's fantastic, and if you're lucky, you'll get a ticket, is The 13th Chair. Which is at Studio 58, which only holds about 150 people. I would not be at all surprised if it's all sold out. Try to get tickets for the Tuesday and Wednesday show.
That's supposed to be amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. And what's really amazing about it, it's a script that was written 95 years ago. And it was written as a real drama, whodunit. And Sarah Rogers has, the director, who's quite an amazing director, has done it as a comedy. So she's really sent it up, and hopefully we'll be able to play a song from it that we have here. And the other thing that's quite remarkable about the show, aside from it being breathtakingly funny and very stylized in its presentation of this murder mystery, a whole bunch of people gather in a house to have a seance. When the lights go down and the lights come up, one of them is dead.
Oh, no.
Did it. Is that the performers are so consistently great. And that's unusual at Studio 58 shows, because sometimes a director will come in, they'll be a visionary, they'll have an idea, and some of the students are up to it and some of them just aren't. And it just speaks to Sarah's ability to, one, have a vision, and two, how to communicate that to the student actors there. It's a lovely, lovely show. It runs until December 4th, and you want to beg, borrow, and steal a way to get in to see The 13th Chair at Studio 58. Shall I go on with the other shows that are on in town?
How does someone get tickets to Studio 58?
Well, thank you for asking, Aiden.
You can call tickets tonight at 604-684-2787. And the other thing that I quite love about the show is, people might know what I rant about, is there's diversity in casting, of course. And
absolutely,
lovely, diverse cast. So all of them, again, kick ass. In this very, very funny show about a murder happening in a house, as opposed to murder happening on the street. Just be like a New York show.
Oh, boy.
Also playing in town, you had the director here a while ago, The Temperamentals, went and saw that. I would recommend the show with a reservation.
Oh?
Yes. It's a fantastic part of queer history. I've been talking to my friends at the Radical Fairies, telling them they must go. It's a very important part about gay liberation, BS, before Stonewall.
Oh, I thought it was me we were talking about.
Five snap rap. And it's not a great production, though. Mm. However, it's a great story, and it's a piece of history that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's done not horribly, just not... Like, here were these gay men in the 50s who were passionate, they had a lust for life, they were empowered, they felt they had the right to try to change the world. And I didn't get that same kind of passion from the performances.
Mm.
So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they were being a little reverent. They were like, this is history.
Oh, yes, yeah, so right. We can't, yeah.
Blah.
So, but it's really worth seeing. That's playing at PAL,
which you can also get. Performing Art Lodge.
Yes, and it's also you can get tickets at Ticketsnap for that. And last but not least, am I just going on too much?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Don't fill your boots.
Blood Brothers. Blood Brothers, which is a musical that, again, like patron saint of Stanley Park, there are people who adore it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on opening night, okay, here's the thing. It's a musical by Willie Russell. It was originally a children's show. He wrote it as a children's show, and then they adapted it for adults. It's been playing in London now for like 20 years. I assume like at a house that seats 10 people. I don't know. It's become a vehicle to the mother. It's about a mother who's a lower east side of England, poor family, seven kids. She finds out she has two twins coming. She gives one of them up to a rich family. One kid grows up poor, one kid grows up rich.
The Prince and the Pauper.
Yes. We're told by the narrator at the beginning, if ever the two boys ever find out that they're related, they will die instantly.
Ooh.
Guess how the play ends. And so the whole play is just over and over again. The narrator's like, they are doomed, they are doomed, they are doomed. And no matter what happens, the boys keep becoming friends, they keep becoming friends. And then sure enough, when they find out their brothers, after 20 years, they both die. And audience members beside me burst into tears. And I'm like, what? You knew that was going to happen. It was like a death watch. So, opening night, there were people who leapt to their feet, and there were other people who just didn't, who just were like, no, I'm not a Blood Brothers fan at all. But the cast is phenomenal. Tara C. McLeod, Shane Snow, Warren Kimmel, the entire cast is breathtaking. And that's playing at the Arts Club Theater on Granville Island.
So those were the three. Now, that wasn't really a ringing endorsement for any of the three.
The 13th Chair, I adore.
13th
Chair, okay. I adore. Beg, Borrow, and Steal to get a ticket for that. Temperamentals, really important piece of queer history. Very important to go see and support. And Blood Brothers, if you like to be told the ending of your play right at the beginning, and if you're tired of all that happy Christmas stuff and you like to watch a lot of poor people singing about how poor they are, and it's not even like good poor, it's not like Les Miserables.
Singing about coal and mandarin oranges in their stockings.
Exactly. It's like that Nat King Cole, the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. So, it's, does anyone know that? It's the most depressing Nat King Cole song ever.
Well,
Blood Brothers.
You know, it's funny. We do this every year. There's all these different things around Vancouver and around Cascadia to do for Christmas. So tell me, because because there's so many remakes of different shows, what's that one guilty pleasure? It doesn't have to be a play that you do, David C. Jones.
Every Christmas. I don't know. Wait for a good show. I was just going to say really quick, I'm on Thursday, I am going to see La Cage aux Folles, which I am crazy, crazy excited about. What's something that I do every Christmas? Every Christmas I make liqueurs. Those are my Christmas gifts.
B-50, I had a friend who used to make really the best B-50 or Bailey. It was a Bailey's, but it was like a B-50 too.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I make homemade Bailey's and then give it out as gifts.
Nowhere to find me.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh my goodness. Well, we have a whole bunch of other like events.
Like what?
Well, Barb Snellgrove does this little thing. Now, when I asked her about, what do you want to call this? She says, Van Bag. And I went,
that's me.
Wow. Okay.
I'm the Van Bag.
So Barb Snellgrove is up next with the Van Bag segment. We have to do a little bit of radio business, so we're going to give her one more minute to sweat a few bullets.
Good morning, CRTC.
And we'll be right back after this.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Boy, that was a kind of a dead, that just went dead on me. That's amazing. I'm always amazed when songs just go, you know, hard stop. It's like, wow, okay. My name's Aiden Saint, and we have Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag here on Queer FM Arts Extra. So what do you have for us this week?
Good morning, everybody. Well, you haven't been good morning well and truly already today. We have a whole bunch of stuff happening this week. And again, anybody, please feel free to tweet me at Megamouth Media, all one word. If you've got any events, you can also reach me on Facebook at Barb Snellgrove if you've got some events that you want me to promo. So for this week, we just give you a couple of highlights every week as per the norm. And of course, Queer FM and their lovely newsletter, which gives you everything that's going on all week long in Queer FM world. And of course, as we know, brought to you every week by the fine folks out at Voltage Village, a.k.a. the Villaggio Estates. I was just out there this weekend. We watched the game in the dome.
The game in the dome?
Because it was great, because I got to say, oh, I'm watching it in the dome, and everyone's like, oh my God, you're at the game. I'm like, well, not quite, but the close. Alcohol was a lot cheaper.
Excellent.
As were the guests. So it was good fun. So my holla out to Renee and all and sundry out at the Voltage Village. And without further ado, let's get to some of the things that are going on this week. We have Pride Movie Night Fundraiser. It's always the last Wednesday of every month. And, of course, this being the last Wednesday of this month, it's happening down at Denman Cinemas, which is just off the Denman Mall. It starts at 6:30 p.m. And tonight they are showing Ma Vie en Rose. Ludovic wants to marry his neighbor's son, etc., etc. And mayhem ensues, of course.
And mayhem ensues. I'm going. I love that.
There you go. But it's a struggle over gender identity. It should be a great time. David C. Jones, of course, will be in the house, maybe leaving at intermission. We don't know. The last Wednesday of every month. Remember that. Vancouver Pride Society and Denman Cinemas host a movie night for members of the LGBTQQQQ, the alphabet people. Half of the ticket sales go back to the Vancouver Pride Society to help put on that fabulous little parade that we have in the summer. Tickets are $10, so come out and support VPS. And, of course, on December 3rd, drum roll, please, the 22nd Annual Diorama Christmas Fundraiser, as hosted by yours truly, going to be a ball. It's an absolute blast to host. We have so much fun every year. It's going to be featuring Andrew Abraham, Carlotta Girl, Mandy Camp, Buster Cherry, Robin Graves, Estee Lauder, Owen, Princess Sparkleberry. I named her.
Princess Sparkleberry.
That's my niece. Connie Smudge, Simone T, Vera Way, Luke Wolf. All the performers are always very diverse and put on an amazing show. And, of course, we'll be having the fourth annual Butt Effing Ugly Dress Auction. All the proceeds benefit Community, HIM, HIM, Youth Co., Rumble Productions, Screaming Weenie Productions, Out in Schools, and donations of toys and toiletries for the Downtown Eastside Women's Center are gratefully accepted. So make sure you come down. It's always sold out, and it is the Christmas fundraiser of the year. That's at Celebrities, December 3rd from 8 till 11 p.m. Yuletide Whoosh. That's Whoosh with two O's and two S's, in case.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a big, that's a mighty big whoosh. Wow. That's just excessive.
Yeah.
Can you be like cited for extensive whooshishness?
Yeah.
Shush.
Maybe in your corner of the world. But that's happening.
Contributing to syllabate S's everywhere.
Syllabus, yes. My syllables. December 10th at the Southside Diner Creekside, and that's up in Whistler, so spreading our gay wealth around. Hello up to our folks up in Whistler, 9 p.m. to midnight. Come out and join them at Whoosh after you've had a great day on the slopes. They have a Yuletide edition, so they'll be it's Whistler's LGBT night out. They turn down the lights, turn up the music, meet new friends. Local DJ Speedy Pete spins the chill. It's always a fundraiser. $8 cover with $5 going to charity, and the charity on December 10th will be BC's Queer Resource Center.
Mm.
On December 16th, we have the White Christmas Movie Sing-Along at Denman Cinema. They get two holas out today.
Yeah.
That means I can just leave them the hell alone for the next couple
popcorn.
Of weeks. Ring in the Christmas season this year with some lighthearted musical fun. They got the rights from Paramount Pictures to show the classic movie musical White Christmas starring Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kaye, and of course, the one and only Vera Ellen.
Mm.
Sounds like a drag name, doesn't it?
It really does.
But this time around, the audience gets to join in at this one. So, Christopher Logan, this is a hollow up for you. It is a sing-along.
Nice.
It's like Rocky Horror Christmas Show.
Or the Sound of Music sing-along.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
So no throwing toast.
Can I just say something, Bob?
Yes.
You talk
so eloquently on the radio. This is only my second time here. And I feel like I talk like a madman, speedy maniac, and you're speaking so calmly that I'm blown away by your professionalism on radio.
God bless you, Puddin'. Thank you very much.
I'm going to speak now calmly, too.
Now, toning it down. Now, we're not. We have one last thing. And speaking of David C. Jones.
That's me.
Yeah, he's going to be performing all over the place next week. So, David, give us a little highlight reel, short and sweet, as to where you're going to be next week.
I'm doing all my corporate stuff where I'm performing at different private events. But the two cool things that are coming up. Oh, I'm speaking fast again. See, I just can't.
When did you have coffee?
Right. So where I'm going to be performing in the next couple of days, I'll be performing at Tops and Bottoms on Monday, December 5th, bringing the hilarity to the folks there. I'm also going to be appearing at Talent Time, which is a Shaw TV show with Paul Anthony's show that's been running for several years at the Biltmore Cabaret on December 7th. And I'll be doing my solo show for that. And then I'm also going to be participating at the Vancouver Improv Fight Club, Rumble in the Jumble, which will feature 20 of the city's finest improvisers, or 19 of the city's finest improvisers, and me will be performing. That includes people like Ellie Harvey, Ian Boothby, some of my friends from the old days at Theatre Sports, as well as new up-and-comers like Chip Ellis and Sarah Sloboda. And it's 20 improvisers in Café du Soleil. There'll be no room for audience.
No, there won't.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to have 20 improvisers at Café du, and yeah, where's the audience
going to
sit?
I know, and none of us know how it's going to work, but apparently they are going to be splitting us into four teams, and it'll be a free-for-all, and I guess they kick us out if we lose, so that opens up more space for people to come in.
Okay, you lost. Get outside.
So that's Tuesday, December 13th. So lots of fun happening this Christmas season. This Christmas.
Tis the season to be a...
out in public, performing for free.
Watching Hoosie Pants here, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. But Monday, come to Tops and Bottoms. I haven't played for over a month at my old show. That's at Oasis at 7 p.m.
Always fun, always
now,
fun.
Were you
watch.
A top or a bottom the last time?
I am currently topping, but because there's more call for it.
So what you're saying is you're kind
you
of...
You heard it here first.
You're kind of versatile. David C. Jones
I'm very versatile.
Is versatile.
Just ask my
ass. You know, it's an amazing run. How's Tops and Bottoms doing? We want to.
We're now into our 6th year.
We got to get you into the studio for a takeover.
Yeah.
Of the show.
We could, know what we could do? We did some radio sketches a long time ago. We could bring some of those in.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And look how slow I'm talking now.
Oh, awesome. Speaking of takeovers, we're going to have we have one more item from Barb Snellgrove's Zandbag.
Nice segue.
Yes.
Yeah, I would be remiss in my jobs here today if I didn't mention that tonight is a very special. It is Boulevard Matchy Matchy Bingo Part 2. That's happening on the 30th. Matchy Matchy Bingo. And it said celebrities. It's hosted by, of course, the incomparable, the one and only drag diva and bingo hostess with the mostest, Joan E. Edwards. The friends at Boulevard Casino match each dollar raised at this very extra special Bingo for Life. So come on down Wednesday, November 30th on the evening before World AIDS Day when your donations will be doubled. All proceeds, as always, go to the Vancouver Friends for Life Society, which helps and supports over 1,000 members featuring. See, if he hadn't said I did a good job, I wouldn't have done that. Mojo.
You even handled that very well.
Help and support for over 1,000 members facing HIV and AIDS and cancer. It's going to be an amazing night, so make sure you come down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There you go.
And there it is.
I have 57 invites here. You know, I could go on.
Oh, yeah, we could go on about...
we won't. That's there, another
so I was curious. So we asked David what his favorite guilty pleasure was. What's yours?
Oil and women. Preferably together at the same time.
All right. So I'm going to contact Pony Boy so when they have the next man up with oil wrestling, maybe you could be the referee.
I have actually refereed oil wrestling before at the Lotus once.
I was guest judge.
We were
given plastic sheets to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm.
I can say I've done that as well. I was wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt at the time with one of those really offensive American slogans on the back. It was really great. So there's all these pictures, and then there's me with a... Yeah.
Know what we should do? We should actually wrestle in pork and beans because Ken Russell passed away.
Yes, Tommy.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to an exceptionally imaginative and gifted
cinema visionary.
There we go.
And if you don't know the pork and beans, of course, that's Tommy, where Margaret suddenly had pork and beans burst out of her TV and cover her white living room, which she then rolled around in as she sang her song. And who knew that pork and beans could be so sexy? Except when splattered in
all over a white
face.
And if you haven't,
considering what I'm wearing today,
if you haven't seen Tommy, shame on you. You need to see it. There's Elton John's in it.
Tommy is an absolute classic.
Yeah,
and
it's
Tina
a must.
Turner. And she's a gypsy, an acid queen.
Oliver Reed, Roger Daltrey.
Oh, that was the other reason why I loved Ken Russell. When I was a kid, there was a channel in Victoria that would show late night movies. They were like the slightly naughty films. Mm-hmm. And Ken Russell directed Women in Love. Mm-hmm. And Women in Love won an Academy Award for Glenda Jackson. But it also featured a scene where Oliver Reed and Alan Bates wrestled nude. And they showed it uncut on late night TV.
And Women in Love is actually what Ken Russell is being noted for, in the media right now. And it's
more films should feature naked men wrestling.
Yes, I agree. Well, one of my favorite
visionary, a cinema visionary,
and naked wrestling and pork and beans. Yes.
So we've gone from we have female oil wrestling, then there's pork and bean wrestling.
We have run the gamut.
Yes. One of my favorite aging rock and roll stars is named Mick Jagger, and
I've heard of him.
I don't know.
I think you just take out the ing and put a d on the end.
Yeah, aged. But leave it to Christina Aguilera to bring back a little thing that references the Rolling Stones. It's one of my favorite new tunes out. We're going to play it for you right now. This is Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera, and this is Queer FM Arts Extra.
Good morning, everybody.
I don't need it. smile. Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. If I want you to learn, I won't show you twice. Head to toe.
Hello, I am the Lord thy God, King of the universe, and I've taken time out of my relatively busy schedule to deliver an important message to any LGBT youth out there who may feel bullied, harassed, depressed, or rejected. The message is simple. It getteth better. I know many of thy so-called holy men say that homosexuality is a sin against me. Well, I, the creator of all that was, is, and ever shall be, am here to tell thee that those whack peeps be naught but straight-up haters. In fact, I'll let thee in on a little secret. The first couple really was Adam and Steve. I know the Bible saith Adam and Eve, but honestly, the Bible saith a lot of things. Look, I created the Garden of Eden. Dost thou really think I would entrust such a high-pressure landscaping job to straight people? Use thy hands. Can we get the boom mic out of the shot? Thank thee. Competence. I created mankind in my image, and I do not make mistakes. So it's not that 10% of thee came out defective, it's that I'm 10% gay. 15% whenever I see Ryan Reynolds. Rawr. I love all human beings equally, and punish them equally. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, thou art all equally smiteable in my eyes. Oh, is this when I wave the, okay. This rainbow takes me back to Noah. He swabbed both sides of the ark, if thou knowest what I mean. Now, life on Earth in general, that shall not get better. In fact, if anything, it's going to get worse. It may get worse before it gets better, or it may just get worse and stay worse. TBD. Oh, come on, can we please? I mean, verily. That just totally draws focus. I have a 4 o'clock supernova. Thanks for letting me chew thy ear off. Believe me, for me it was a nice change of pace. And let me say, amen. Or rather, ah, gay men. And lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and that whole acronym thingy. Are we done?
Before Gregor Robertson, it was easy to buy a hot dog on anything in the street. But
I thought turkeys could fly.
I missed the punchline. Oh, you know, it's lovely doing radio in the modern age, but every once in a while, the computer just does its own thing.
You missed the punchline.
So let me try this one more time. This is a recommendation from David C. Jones and Barb Snellgrove.
Oh, we're missing the punchline again.
And we're just not going to get it. Okay.
Well, we'll do an interpretive dance.
Yeah.
It's a WKRP in Cincinnati, famous turkey episode. Yes. To the American Thanksgiving just happened.
The inhumanity of it all.
They threw turkeys out of a helicopter turkeys as a promotional giveaway and found out turkeys can't fly.
Splat, splat.
Well, you know what was what I thought was really amazing when they were testing aircraft windshields, and they used this cannon, and they were shooting chickens at the windshields, and they kept breaking, and they couldn't figure out why, and they called a consultant in the United States from the UK, and they said why we don't understand, and the Americans wrote back and said, "Thaw the chickens." So, you know,
there's not too many frozen chickens flying.
No, well, there's turkey bowling. You have to have frozen turkeys for turkey bowling.
Well, that's true.
And the appropriate Safeway aisle.
We are going to talk a little bit about movies and TV. I was supposed to see the Muppet movie, which everyone's raving about.
I'm going to go tonight.
I'm going tonight, too.
Oh, my God. We should go together.
We're going at 7 something.
I can't go at 7.
Well... Well, you should come.
I'm editing a movie.
Oh, well, you're always editing a movie.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of movie? That's what I want. So we were talking in the control room.
The Muffets.
Off the,
he's doing porn now.
The Muffets.
Lesbian porn. I fear there's a big
the
market.
Muffets. The that's Muffets. Two Fs.
Oh, boy. Anyway, we were talking about TV when we were off the air, and I was I showed Justin this last night. If you missed it, go out to the internet, check it out. The Walking Dead, which is one of the best shows on TV. And we have a theme running here at Queer FM Arts Extra about shows that scare the hell out of us. And The Walking Dead has been a little bit slow, but essentially it came to its mid-season finale. And at the end... A lot of people in the studio audience they have there for the live after-show discussion were crying because it's this amazing, like, gotcha ending, and you're just going, wow, okay, yeah, that sucks.
Wow. And,
yeah, so you really need to check it out. I can't tell you.
Don't tell me because I'm starting to watch it.
But it's definitely a must-see. Yeah, it drags on a little bit. This episode, okay, it makes it kind of worth the wait. We were talking about American Horror Story.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliantly done.
I think
that and Prime Suspect, I think, are the sort of the breakouts of...
I was kind of amazed at how creepy American Horror Story really is.
And they do so much. Like, so much goes on in every episode.
And
they just motor along. I didn't think you'd find out who Rubber Guy was until, like, at least the end of the season. No.
Well, that seems to be the thing, too, is it has a mythology. Some of the ghosts are trapped in the house. Some of the ghosts can come up at different times. Some of the ghosts can touch you. Some of the ghosts can disappear at will. Like, and so there's a mythology, but not like an annoying mythology. Yeah, it's not like, oh, God, they don't know the answer.
No, it's a very, very well written, well produced, beautifully designed show. If you haven't caught it yet, it's American Horror Story, starring Connie Britton and what's Mr. Beautiful's name again?
Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott.
Who is naked it a couple times in the show.
The woman, unfortunately, I can't remember her name, who does Jessica Lange, steals every scene she's in.
She wasn't in the last episode.
The young girl. Oh, yes, she was. Yes, she was, because they were, I don't want to, the young girl, even, and I'm not one, big one on the kids, but she's also amazing. Yeah. It sets everyone on an incredible supporting cast that just keeps growing as more and more people die.
Yeah, more, they keep going.
Zach Quinto, that's Zach Quinto, right.
And they play a gay couple that are all a Twitter because they're ruining their holiday. And what's interesting is you can, in most cases, interact with the former residents of the house.
Yeah.
For good or bad.
For good or bad.
Yeah, some of them are.
I'm surprised we haven't seen. What is it, Abby? What was the little girl with Down syndrome? Well, little girl.
Well,
she
because
was
she never. They killed the
Addie?
Character off because she remembered they had to get her onto the property so she could come back with
so,
the ghost.
So
she
yeah.
Didn't die
so
on the property.
I thought somehow they might. So I think maybe why they threw that in there was so that people could like to really hit home for your average American viewer, and we will leave it at that. that you had to be on the property to die to be able to come back.
But I think they've also established on Halloween all the ghosts can come back.
Oh, we saw that one because it was like this the walk, the Hall of Fame walk down the street with all of them coming home.
I don't think we'll see the Down syndrome daughter until the next Halloween episode, right? Because she can come back then.
Yeah.
But how creepy.
Stay tuned next year.
It's such a good show, though. Very scary.
Oh,
my
it
friend
is,
Vikan
yeah.
won't watch it at all. He's like, he loves good television. He loves good writing.
As he said, you have the 15-second intro. The music creeps me. Everything about it creeps me out. It makes, weird music. It makes the hair on my
YouTube video for that.
Well, and how creepy would it be, okay, to realize, you'd see this bus going by, to realize that your house is called Murder House.
Yeah, I guess the tour.
And one of the gals, you know, that's in the house actually hops off the bus and walks up to the front door and they're screaming at her, "Hey, you can't go in there. You know, it's my house."
She lives there. She lives in Murder House.
That was when she started bleeding.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And now
it looks like they're doing a Rosemary's Baby thing.
It's just, I saw hoofs.
Yeah. And
to round it out, really, definitely check it out if you haven't checked it out. That I got my trifecta. I've got that Prime Suspect and Modern Family, of course, which is always, always brilliant.
Are there good movies that are on right now, too? Margin Call is an amazing movie.
Really good. Another Zachary Quinto, great appearance. And here's a little thing from the archives, if you haven't seen it. When I was in migraine mode, I actually watched a movie called Bobby from 2006.
Oh,
it's on Netflix. It's a star-studded cast. There's so many stars in that, including one of my favorites, which is Joshua Jackson. He's an actor.
Josh Jackson, the Canadian, the local boy, actually.
Yes. The other movie that
he's
I wanted
door.
To... Yeah.
His mom's a casting agent.
Well, they're actually, he's one of the stars of Fringe, which is filmed here locally. But the other thing that he was in, it was called 1 Week, and it's about a man who discovers that he's terminal in cancer, and it's a love letter to Canada. It's all filmed here across Canada. You have to see it. Great, great, great cameo appearances by all kinds of things, all kinds of people and objects. Like the greatest, the largest, axe or whatever. He's going across Canada to see all the world's largest things, like the world's largest hockey stick. Yeah. I highly recommend it. It's a Netflix. Go check it out. Joshua Jackson. We are going to, we're out of time.
What?
Yeah.
That's not fair. Let's
that was the fastest
show.
Hour.
I know.
Fastest hour on radio.
The next guy's here and he doesn't like that idea.
Yeah, so what I was going to say is, what else?
Upcoming?
Yeah, what else do you got?
Another one that we did mention is After Jerusalem by Solo Collective, which is interesting. The Solo Collective is doing a duo show. So they're betraying their name, but it's got an amazing cast, Andrew McNee, Deborah Williams, and it's going to be playing at... that Playwrights Theatre Centre. It's not called that anymore. I don't know what the new name of it is. People are always changing. But that's After Jerusalem. Amazing writer, Aaron Bukowski. It's going to be great. Deborah Williams is stunning in anything she is in. Brilliant actress. After Jerusalem.
Tonight, Canucks game. Don't forget to watch. And if you have any events that you want covered on the Van Bag, don't forget to hit me up at Twitter, at twitter.com, /Megamouth Media. Or hit me up, of course, on Facebook at Barb Snellgrove.
And just talk to me in a lobby of a theater where I'm running from a show that I'm
there you go.
Going.
and you can check out all the archives. You can check out our really cool weekly newsletter that has all the shows, all the links, everything that we've said almost on the air, and all the great shows and where you can get tickets. And you can go out to queerfmvancouver.com and check that out. We're going to step aside and get set up for the next show, but... thank you for listening. My name's Aiden Saint.
You go.
Oh, you're a guest. Oh, you go next.
David C. Jones.
And I'm Barb Snellgrove. Thanks for listening to 101.9 FM, everybody.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
One morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing all around me, the Irish that I spied. All through the far part of the night, we lay.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Arthur, this is Subworld, and you're listening to some Bert Jansch. We'll be back to kick things off in a minute.
Saying farewell to her. That's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Go home to your father's garden. Go home and weep your fill. And think on your own misfortune that you brought with your wounds and the will. Tall and fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing off all around me, the Irish lad I spied.
Hey, that was Bert Jansch with Blackwater Side. I played some Bert Jansch last week. This is Arthur. I'm back hosting Subworld, filling in for Melanie Coles, who's in Mexico still. And yeah, Bert Jansch, not Jansch, died in the last year. Made a lot of great, great, amazing fingerstyle guitar, fingerpicking folk coming out of Scotland and England. And yeah, worth checking out. And coming up next, I want to kick things off, get us started with something happy sounding. So here's an artist I heard at last summer's Folk Fest, Danny Michel, who's from Ontario. I think he has Sarah Harmer is a big guest on one of his latest releases. It's on Bandcamp. This is a song called Maybe You Can Find It in Your Heart.